各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
啊，感谢主耶稣的恩典，在安息圣日，我们一同聚集哈，来学习圣经的道理。
And thanks to the grace of God, we gather here on a Sabbath day to study His word.
啊，那因为今天啊，等一下哈，啊，我们要开信徒大会。
Because we will have our congregational meeting following.
啊，所以啊，我们今天早上的正道的时间会比较略微缩短呢。
And we have shortened the time of the morning sermon.
那既然是要开会哈，那我们今天早上就来谈一谈啊，圣经当中开会的模式。
And since we have a congregational meeting, we'll study from the Bible the procedures of meeting.
我们知道说在《使徒行传》里面使徒教会在很多的方面都给我们留下了榜样。
We know that in the book of Acts, the apostles left a lot of examples for us.
他们当中呢曾经开过一场叫做耶路撒冷会议。
And during which there was a Jerusalem meeting.
那个会议的内容他们讨论的问题是针对当时的一个很大的麻烦。
So the content of the meeting was something that was troubling to them.
就是外邦人就是不是犹太人现在来信耶稣了。
So it's for the Gentiles, the non-Jews who have come to believe in Christ.
那现在的问题是他们在争论说这个不是犹太人他们信了耶稣之后需不需要守旧约的律法？
So the discussion was that for the non-Jews who have come to believe in Christ, once they believe, do they have to observe the laws of the Jews?
需不需要行割礼？
And namely, do they have to be circumcised?
因为这个问题所以教会本身产生了不一样的意见。
So because of this issue, there were polarizing opinions in the church.
有一些人说不用有一些人很强调一定要
Some said it was required, some said it was not.
因为有这样子的意见的不同最后他们就举行了这一场会议。
Because of difference in opinion, that's why they had this meeting.
所以如果这场会议没有处理好
，if the meeting was not carried out properly,
可能教会就会分裂
，maybe there would cause division within the church.
可能就会有人以后就心存愤怒怨恨
And perhaps because of mishandling of this issue, would cause rage and strife.
或者是对教会的不满。
And dissatisfaction upon the church.
所以在这个危机当中，在这种危机当中，我们看一下使徒教会他们是怎么处理的。
So in that risk, we can learn from apostle how they handle it.
从危机最后成为一个转机。
And from opportunity, from this problem, they turn it into an opportunity.
从一个纷争当中，最后得到一致的结果。
And from the cause of division, they have result of harmony.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》的第十五章。
Let's turn to Apostle Acts of Apostle chapter 15.
使徒行传的第十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒行传的第十五章第一节。
Acts chapter 15, verse 1.
有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说。你们若不站着摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。第二节
，Verse two，
保罗、巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论，众门徒就定规，叫保罗、巴拿巴和本会中几个人为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去见使徒。判长老哈，那这里我们看到这个因为观念的不同所以产生的冲突。
And you can see in here there's conflict arising from different in opinions.
那在这里说保罗、巴拿巴为了这件事情大大的争辩。
It is said here Paul and Barnabas debated hotly because of this issue.
那我们是觉得很奇怪
And you may find this strange.
圣经上面不是叫我们要做和平之子吗？
Doesn't the Bible tell us that we have to work in harmony with each other?
总要跟别人和睦相处吗？
Always make peace with others.
为什么在这里保罗、巴拿巴带头做了坏榜样？
But how come Paul and Barnabas had here set bad examples?
怎么可以跟人家纷争辩论呢？
How can they enter into sharp dispute with others?
哦，是的，我们要做和平之子。
Of course, we have to be sons of peace.
是的，若是能行，我们总要尽力与众人和睦。
In whatever circumstances we can, we should make peace with others.
啊，但是在这当中啊，却有一个例外。
But then there's one exception in this.
啊，这个例外就是啊，当问题的根源是跟得救有直接的关系。
When the conflict that arises has something to do with salvation.
哦，如果是跟得救有直接的关系啊，那就不能妥协了。
And if is related to salvation, then we make no compromise.
啊，我们来看一下犹大书的第三章第三节啊。
And
犹大书第三节。
And let's turn to Jude verse 3.
啊，在启示录的前面哈，它只有一章而已啊。
It's before Revelation. It's only one chapter.
犹大书的第三节。
Jude verse 3.
犹大书第三节
Jude verse 3。
亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真理竭力的争辩。哦，那这里告诉我们说，我们可不可以争辩？
It tells us here whether or not we can have dispute.
哦，可以，如果是跟真理、跟得救有直接的关系。
But when it's something that relates to salvation.
哦，所以我们今天啊，对真理要坚持。
So today we have to hold firm to our salvation.
哦，不能随意，不能够妥协的。
And we make no compromise.
啊，可是我们今天要看看自己。
But we have to look upon ourselves.
那，我们今天的确有时候会有一些争执。
And today we may have conflicts.
我们的确有时候会跟人家会有一些冲突。
And we may butt heads with others.
啊，但是多少次这些争执、这些冲突是跟我们得救有直接的关系
？But look at these debates and disputes. How many of them are related to salvation?
啊，通常都不是啊。
And almost none of the time.
通常是跟什么有关系
？And commonly, what are they related to?
啊，这个人讲话我听了不舒服啊。
It's because someone says something that caused us to be uncomfortable.
啊，那个人的意见啊，我不赞成啊，我觉得我的意见比较好啊。
And because when we disagree with others and think that our way is better.
哦，这个人走过去没有跟我打招呼啊，我生气啊。
And I'm upset because someone walked past by me and did not say hello.
那，我们今天起纷争、起争执，常常是为了什么？
And today's fights, conflicts, what are they about?
通常啊，什么都有关啊，就是跟真理没有关啊。
And usually it relates to everything except for salvation.
哦，所以今天可不可以争执？可不可以辩论？可不可以争执
？So today, can we have debate and dispute?
圣经上说是跟得救有直接关系的立场，你要坚持住。
And in the Bible, it tells us that we can and we should have debate.On the grounds of something that relates to salvation.
哦，所以今天既然有了争执了
，So today there was a dispute.
啊，哦，他们就把这个问题啊，决定拿到耶路撒冷啊，大家来讨论。
So they decided to bring this issue to Jerusalem so everyone can discuss.
然后到他们到达耶路撒冷以后啊
，So when they got to Jerusalem,
那，在耶路撒冷也是有不一样的意见啊
，And the difference of opinions persisted in Jerusalem.
我们不要觉得他们这个争论很无聊哦。
And don't think that debate is frivolous.
哦，对我们今天来讲啊，这个道理是很明显的嘛。
And today to us, and this issue of salvation is very clear.
但是对他们当代来说啊，这个割礼不割礼啊，是个很大的事情啊。
But at that time for them, circumcision or not circumcision, it's big issue for them.
哦，因为毕竟是守了啊这个四五千年的条例哦。
Because that was a rule that was observed for 5,000 years.
那，啊，所以有时候啊，传统哦，过去的传统啊，可能会让我们比较会有一种根深蒂固的观念。
And sometimes our past traditions have it strikes us in our core.
啊，这个总是难免的嘛。
But that's inevitable.
啊，所以如果有这样子认知上的差异
，So when they have this huge difference,
啊，我们不要把它藏在心里啊
，And don't put it in your heart.
啊，我们可以拿出来讨论的
，But we can openly discuss.
哦，所以在这里啊， 他们的意见、就把它呈在使徒长老的面前。
So in here, they present their opinions in front of the elders.
我们看第十五章的第五节、
We look at Acts chapter 15, verse 5.
十五章第五节。
Chapter 15, verse 5.
唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人，起来说，必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西律法。第六节。
Verse 6.
使徒和长老聚会商议，这是第七节。
Seven，
辩论已经多了。在这里我们看到啊，这个问题啊，呈现在教会以后啊，在耶路撒冷啊，他们怎么处理
？We can see how they handle these issues in the church in Jerusalem.
他们这里说啊，使徒长老大家就聚集一起啊，来讨论这个问题哦。
It said here, the apostles and elders gathered together to discuss this.
啊，为什么要讨论这个问题？
And what's the point of discussion?
因为他对双方的意见都采取重视。
Because they respected the opinions from both sides.
今天最怕的是什么？
What are we afraid of today?
最怕的就是处理事情的人啊，立场不公。
And what we're afraid that the people who handle the situations are biased.
造成信徒啊，或者是教会里的人没有办法，或者是不敢把自己的意见表达出来。
And we're afraid that they create an environment that people are afraid to present their opinions.
所以今天不管这个意见合不合你的心意。
So today, regardless if you agree or not, someone's opinion.
都要对彼此有足够的尊重。
But we have to have the fundamental respect for one another.
这个只要提出意见来啊，我们就要去思考这个问题啊。
And when someone brings an issue out front, we have to ponder about it.
即使你不认同
，even though if you disagree，
即使你不接受
，even though you do not accept，
但是你要给对方给彼此足够的尊重。
But then you have to give others the due respect.
你在这里看到啊，他们辩论已经多时哦。
Set here, they debated for a long time.
所以在这里啊，他们给双方即使反对的意见啊，他们都给彼此哈有足够的时间来阐述自己的想法。
So they give two opposing sides enough time to present and analyze their ideas.
我们今天开会也是这样啊。
And it should be the same today. What we have.
今天不管你是主持会议的人
，Not only if you're holding the meeting today.
或者是你是教会的长职负责人。
Or you are the board members or other holy workers.
今天如果有一个意见被提出来了
，when someone brings forth an opinion,
你可能听了又不喜欢
，maybe after you listen to it, you feel uncomfortable.
或者是你觉得跟你以前的观念不一样
，or it disagree with your views.
你可以不接受
，you can certainly disagree.
但是你不能打压彼此。诉说的合理诉说的机会
，But you cannot take away others' opportunity to present the ideas.
在这里说啊，他们给彼此足够的时间哦。
It tells us here that they give enough time for both sides.
并且愿意听所有的听不同的想法。
It's and you can see that they were willing to listen to both sides' opinions.
今天开会最怕什么？
So what are we afraid of in meetings today?
就是不听嘛。
It's for those who don't listen.
今天人际关系最怕的是什么？
So what is, what do we afraid of in interpersonal relationships?
就是不听嘛。
Are those people who do not listen?
有时候人的冲突啊，常常就是因为这么一个不愿意听啊。
And because when we don't listen, conflict arises.
不只是在教会。
Not only in church.
不只是在工作。
And not only in the office,
更常常看到的、是在家庭里面。
But more often than not, it happens within our families.
夫妻之间呐、亲子之间呐、这个常常会产生问题啊。
Problem arises from between spouses and parents and children.
常常有所谓的代沟啊。
And there's the so-called generation gap.
代沟的起因呐、常常就是因为不愿意听。
And the origin of the generation gap, it's usually when one side or both sides do not listen.
常常用自我，常常用自我自己以为的立场来判断别人。
When people are self-centered, they judge others on their own views.
哦，有时候我们就看到啊，现今的父母啊、亲子啊，那关系啊很紧绷啊。
And you can see within the Bible, there's a close relationship.
Nowadays, the 父母亲子哈、啊、，parental 哈、啊，那个父亲子之间的关系啊 ，tension 哦、啊，非常紧绷啊。
And you can sense the tensions between parents and children.
啊，常常是因为哈、啊，那彼此之间没有办法好好的沟通。
And it was because there's no communication between either side.
啊，为什么没有办法沟通
？How come they cannot communicate?
啊，因为都不愿意听对方在讲什么。
Because neither side is willing to listen to the other side.
哦，孩子回家了。
When children come home,
他跟你讲了一些他在学校、他在朋友当中的遇到的事情跟问题。
And the children would tell of what happened in school and what happened between them and their friends.
哦，你直接就否定他。
So you deny them.
哦，这个有什么
？And said, this is nothing.
啊，我们以前在乡下都怎么样
？And when back then in the days in the village,
我们小时候就都没有这种问题。
When we were little, we had no such problems.
哦，拜托，你小时候有什么
？Just get.
哦，你小时候你家里有什么
？And when in your youth, what do you have in your possession?
你有这些电动玩具吗
？Do you have all these video games?
你有网路吗
？Did you have internet?
你有电脑吗
？Did you have the computer?
没有啊，外面都是农田啊。
And no, you didn't. And outside, it's all the fields.
啊，所以你的童年是什么？抓青蛙嘛。
So in your youth, what did you do? And you caught fox.
啊，所以你今天再回头来用你的过去的经验来衡量你的下一代，是很不公平的。
So it is very unfair if you judge your children by your experience in your youth.
啊，今天如果互换一下时空哦，把你跟你的孩子的环境互换一下啊。
So if you can switch places with your children,
啊，你搞不好比他更糟糕啊。
Maybe you're in a worse off shape than your children.
哦，所以我们今天啊，我们今天在彼此沟通当中，要试着去听对方到底在讲什么。
So today when we talk to each other, we have to really listen.
啊，并且不要，并且要避免哦，预设立场的去审判对方啊。
And try to avoid to have a preconceived notions to judge others before they even finish speaking.
哦，那个有日本有一部很有名的卡通哦，叫做小叮当，你们有没有看过
？And there's a very famous cartoon series in Japan. It's called Doraemon.
啊 ，Doraemon， 哆啦 A 梦哈，叫小叮当哈。那里面哦，小叮当的主角哈叫大雄啊。
So in this series.The main character is a little boy called 大雄。
啊，大雄的成绩非常糟糕啊。
And his grades were at the bottom of his class.
啊，有一次他考零分回来哦。
And one time he got zero on his exam.
啊，爸爸就一直骂他。
And so, 大雄's father was scolding him.
哦，想你爸爸我啊，多么的聪明啊。
And the father was saying that if you are As smart as me.
哦，像我怎么会生出你这个笨儿子来啊
？How come a person as smart as me would have a son as dumb as you？
哦，就很生气啊，一直骂他。我爸爸以前都考100的。
So father was very angry and said that I always got a full mark in my exams.
哦，结果小叮当有时光机嘛，对不对？可以回到过去的时光机哦。
So in this cartoon, they have a time traveling machine.
哦，结果大雄就跑回去看看他爸爸小时候是怎么样的英明伟大。
So the son, 大雄, got into the time traveling machine, went back and see how well his father was doing.
啊，一回去就看到爸爸在被罚站呐。
And then, and 大雄说，his father was disciplined and was asked to stand in a corner because he did something wrong.
啊，为什么被罚站？
And why was the father disciplined?
因为爸爸考零分啊。
And because the father also received a mark of zero.
啊，有时候我们真的哈，过了那一段时间就忘记自己过去是怎么样子的。
So you can learn from this example that after a while you don't remember your past.
啊，所以批评别人的时候哦，很容易啊，那个刀子拿起来就砍呐。
So when we criticize, it is almost natural for us to criticize others very sharply.
责骂孩子的时候很容易嘛，反正他也不知道我以前是什么样子的。
And it is very easy to scold our children because they don't know of our past.
所以有时候啊，我们在开口之前啊，可能要先想一想哦。
So when we open our mouths to criticize, we have to think.
是不是给自己跟对方留一个缓冲的空间？
So do we have to give the other some space or benefit of a doubt?
是不是在开口之前先安静下来听听对方到底要说什么？
Or should we calm down for a second before we speak and listen to what the other is saying?
我们来看一下箴言的第十八章哦。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言的第十八章。
Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言第十八章的第十三节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13.
箴言十八章十三节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13.
未曾听完先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱哦。
13. He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame.
圣经上告诉我们啊，如果你啊还没有听完人家讲啊，就赶快要说话，这个叫做愚昧人啊。
It is said here, this is your folly and shame when you jumped ahead on and answers before the other finished speaking.
如果用这个标准来衡量我们自己啊。
So if you use that standard to judge ourselves,
有多少次啊我们就变成了圣经当中的愚昧人呢？
And you would be surprised how many times we're just like this examples of folly and shame.
听两句而已啊。
We only listen to maybe two sentences.
我知道你要讲什么了啦。
And then now I know exactly what he's trying to tell me.
你不要说话，你听我说。
Okay, stop for a second and let me speak.
我们是不是常常在跟家人在跟我们的家人，在跟我们的孩子讲话是这个样子。
And think about this. Does it always happen when we speak to our children?
自以为是的认为我知道你要讲什么。
And we think that we know everything. We know exactly what the other is experiencing.
你是我生的，我怎么不知道你要讲什么呢？
And you are my children. I know exactly what you're going to tell me.
常常真的都不知道啊。
And more often than not, we don't know.
所以在这里说啊，你还没有听完，你就急着要回答，这是愚昧人啊。
So it says here, the people who answer before listening, it is their shame and folly.
箴言也告诉我们说，那个言语急躁的人呐，那个也是没有指望的。急躁 rush towards.
And also, there's no.Salvation for those who rush to speak.
那些讲话很冲动的哈，这些人这个在圣经当中哇，这是很愚昧的。
And those who speak with because of the emotions, those are the unwise.
所以在这里啊，他们这个会议当中啊，他们给彼此一个足够的空间来分享想法跟讨论内容哦。
So going back to the meeting in Jerusalem, they allow each side to have enough time to speak and think their ideas.
这个是对彼此肢体当中的一个尊重。
And this is a respect for other members of the body.
所以我们开会也要给彼此足够的尊重哦。
So in the meeting, we should also give respect to other members of the body.
可给予不同的意见、不同的想法足够的尊重。
And respect for different views and opinions.
第七节。
And verse 7.
第七节说啊，辩论已经多了哈，彼得就起来说：“诸位弟兄啊，你们知道神早已经在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得到福音，并且相信。”第八节
，verse 8.
知道人心的神也为他们做了见证。赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样。第九节
，verse nine，
又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。第十节
，ten，
现在为什么试探神，把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的恶放在门徒的颈项上呢？十一节
11.
我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信的。所以在这里讨论多时的彼得就起来讲话了。
So in here, after such long discussion, Peter stood up and spoke.
其实彼得要在这里开口并不是件容易的事情哦。
And for Peter to speak up here was not an easy task.
因为当你起来说话，就表明了你的立场。
Because when you stand up and speak, you reveal your opinion.
在当时这个法利赛教门的信徒很多，势力很庞大的。
So, in the congregation, there were a lot of people from the party of the Pharisees, and they had much influence.
所以今天当彼得开口了。
So today, when Peter speaks up,
他就可能得罪了那些势力庞大的法利赛教徒。
And perhaps what he speaks would offend the much influential sect of Pharisees.
所以彼得可以不要讲话。
Peter could have might as well not speak.
干嘛要出头啊？干嘛要出头？被人家打。
And why did he have to stand up and run the risk of being attacked?
在旁边看看就好了。
And he can be a bystander.
反正火也不会烧到这边来啊。
Because that being a bystander would not be harmed.
我们有时候会用这种心态在处理事情啊。
Sometimes would have this mentality.
我们叫搓汤圆啊，就最好的你也好，他也好，你们都很好啊，都不要有冲突最好。
And you try to be a pacifier of all conflicts.
不要得罪任何人。
And you don't want to offend anyone.
更不敢承担任何的责任。
And you're even more afraid to bear any responsibility.
所以每次有问题出来了。
So every time when there is a problem.
我不知道啊，我不知道啊。
You would say that I didn't know that.
没有人告诉我啊，我不知道啊。
No one told me. I had no idea.
一个教会领导的工人最怕的就是不能承担责任。
And from a holy worker who's supposed to lead the church, the worst thing for him or her is not to bear any responsibility.
所以今天彼得要站出来需要勇气啊。
So there was courage in Peter's speaking up.
可能需要面对别人对他的责难。
And speaking up would face attack and
可能会面对法利赛教门的压力。
And he may face pressure from the Pharisees.
可能会失去很多人的喜欢。
Maybe he would lose the favor from other people.
但是今天是为了真理的缘故。
But today.But he spoke up for the truth.
为了真理的缘故，你愿意承担这个责任吗？
Are you willing to bear some responsibility speaking for the truth?
为了真理的缘故，你愿意面对这样的压力吗？
And are you willing to face the pressure because of the truth?
你也可以选择就在一旁在一旁在旁边都静默不讲话，你也可以选择离开那个尖锐冲突的压力啊。
And you can choose to become a bystander and not to face any pressures and attacks.
但是彼得选择为了真理的缘故，他要站起来说几句话了。
But because of the truth, Peter was compelled to speak up.
但是在这里，彼得的发言彼得的发言是有他的规，有他的理，有他一个道理在的。
But in Peter's speech.And he had his explanation.
他在这里他的回答里面讲了三件事情。
So in his response, he mentioned three things.
第一个是他从他自己的体验当中来讲。
Once he was speaking from his own experience.
他的体验是什么？是神借着他把福音传给外邦人呢？
And his experience was that through him, he preached the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以彼得对神要把救恩给外邦人，这是他亲身的体验。
So when God decided to give the gospel and salvation also to the Gentiles, Peter personally experienced
that. 第二个是从道理上的认识。
And secondly, he explained from his understanding of the truth.
他说借着信，神已经洁净了他们。
And he said that through their faith, God already cleansed them.
所以借着个人的体验，借着圣经道理的了解，还有借着过去经验的不足，过去失败的经验，
and through his own personal experience and his understanding of the truth and also his past stumbles, he made this conclusion.
哦，第三个他说啊，过去这是我们跟我们的祖宗啊，靠自己做不到的事情啊，为什么把这个重担也要加给他们呢？
And lastly, he explained.And that their forefathers was unable to save themselves by their laws.
哦，所以他看到自己的不足。
So he has witnessed his own stumbling.
从历史，从过去的经验看到，人靠自己不能得救啊。
And from his own experience and others, that he know that mankind cannot save themselves.
哦，所以他把话讲得很清楚。
So he spoke with clarity.
哦，所以我们今天呐，要起来说话。
So today, when you're about to stand up and speak,
有意见是好的，是对的。
And to have an opinion, it's good and it's right.
但是不可以随便乱扯。
But then you cannot go up and speak whatever you like.
哦，有时候我们会起来，啊，我有意见要发表。
And sometimes you will say that I have an opinion I would like to say.
啊，讲的都跟圣经不一样啊。
And your opinions, it's contrary to the truth in the Bible.
哦，我有意见要发表。
And someone that I have this idea.
哦，那有时候只是为反对而反对啊。
Some people would just disagree for the sake of disagreement.
哦，或者是为了赞成而赞成啊。
Or vice versa.
哦，这些都不可以的。
We should not do those.
你所起来说话，你要为所说的话要负责任的。
And when you want to speak, you have to be responsible for what you speak.
哦，不要忘了在这里，不要忘了你所说的话，到最后神要用你的话来衡量你啊。
Because what you speak here would be judged against you by God.
哦，所以我们讲话要理智。
So that we have to have our logic when we speak.
哦，要合乎道理。
What we speak should be according to the truth.
哦，合乎那个什么常，合乎那个常人的规，合乎理。道理的规范，那个常人行为的规范。
And also be within the realm of reasonability.
哦，更不能是那一种啊，很意气用事啊，就是哇，我就是起来吵，起来闹啊。
And don't speak because of emotion or by the spur of the moment.
哦，你不听我的，我就跟你闹，我就跟你吵。
When someone disagrees with you, then you get upset.
哦，我就反对到底。
And then you disagree with everything the other person says.
哦，那圣经里面开会不是这个样子的。
And that's not how the apostle conduct meetings in the Bible.
讲话要言之有理。
When you speak, and you have to be reasonable.
哦，还要言之有用。
And then it should be applicable.
哦，啊，言之有方，有方法，你要给方法啊。
And also a method to carry out your proposal.
哦，这样子你讲出来的东西呀，这样子合乎道理，合乎条理。
So that whatever you speak are according to truth and reason.
哦，才能够被别人所尊重跟所接受。
And so that your idea would be respected and accepted by others.
那我们来看一下结果呢？啊，他讲完话之后呢，发生了什么事啊？
So we go back and look at what happened after Peter spoke.
我们使徒行传十五章的第十二节。
Acts chapter 15 verse 12.
啊，十二节啊，众人就默默无声哦，听巴拿巴和保罗述说神借着他们在外邦当中啊所行的神迹奇事哈。在这里讲了一个很重要的重点哦。
So there's one important point here.
啊，当彼得按照真理、按照圣经讲话之后
，and after Peter spoke.According to the truth and the scriptures.
他说众人都默默无声哦。
And said the whole assembly became silent.
哦，为什么默默无声？
Why were they silent?
因为他们觉得彼得讲的有道理。
Because they agreed with Peter.
或许是跟他们的传统不一样。
Even though it's contrary to their tradition.
哦，或许是跟他们从小被教育的观念不一样。
And it was different from how they were brought up.
但是因为今天彼得讲的有道理。
But because what Peter spoke was according to truth and reason.
哦，所以他们就默默无声了。
So the whole assembly became silent.
哦，所以我们看到这场会议哦，这场会议的那个程度哦，凌晨非常的高哦。
So you can see this meeting elevated to another level.
哦，他们对事，他们是在讨论事情。而不是针对彼此哦。
And they were really discussing the matter and without any inclination to personalities.
哦，这两个有什么不一样？
What are the differences?
哦，如果是对人哈，如果是对针对个人哈。
And when the issue or the discussion becomes personal.
哦，我跟你意见不一样哈。
That I disagree with you.
好，你给我记住哈。
Remember.
好，我们这仇结大了哈。
And now we'll be rivals.
以后哦，你只要你提的，我全部反对啊。
So remember this, in the future, whatever you bring up, I would oppose you.
哦，让你知道我的厉害啊。
So that you know my power.
哦，这种就是对人不对事啊。
So this is when the discussion becomes personal.
哦，那就如果他们彼此是针对对方哦，哇，我针对保罗啊，保罗就针对法利赛人啊，怎么就没完没了啦。
So if the apostle were that I'm against Paul and Paul was against the party of Pharisee, then the meeting would not end.
哦，但是因为今天啊，彼得讲的合乎圣经。
But because what Peter spoke that day was according to the Bible.
哦，所以众人都默默不语哦，不讲话了。
So everyone was silent.
哦，他是因为什么？这是针对事情的讨论。
Because his point of view was truly against the fact of the matter.
哦，所以我们今天可不可以有不同的意见？
So today, can we have difference in opinions?
可以的。
Yes, we can.
哦，但是当我们当依照圣经的道理解释给我们听之后
，But when someone explains to you according to the truth in the Bible,
哦，如果合理，我们就要安静不语啊。
So when it is according to the Bible and reason, then we should be silent.
哦，因为这是对事情，是为了真理的缘故，为了教会的发展。大家都是出于好的动机
，because it was in good faith against the fact of the matter, so everyone should accept.
哦，所以在这里说啊，众人默默不语哦。
So here, the whole assembly became silent.
我们可以看到说他们对道理的顺服。
You can see their obedience, to the truth.
哦，我们来看一下哥林多前书啊。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第三章第十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
哥林多前书三章第十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
十八节，人不可自欺。你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变为愚拙。好成为有智慧的哈，在这里啊，保罗教我们啊，要怎么成为一个有智慧的人哦。
And in here, Paul tells us how to become wise.
他说啊，你如果自己以为自己很有智慧啊
，And it says here, if he thinks that he's wise by the standard of this age,
哦，你要变为愚拙，才会真正有智慧。
That he should become a fool so that he may become wise.
那为什么要提出这一节呢？
Why is this first mentioned?
啊，因为有时候啊，在开会当中啊，会觉得自己很有智慧啊。
Because sometimes during meetings, you may feel that you have much knowledge.
我最对。
That I am right.
哦，我活到几岁啦
？That look how many years I've lived.
我吃的盐比你吃的米还多啊。
I've eaten salt more than you have eaten rice.
哦，那什么？所以你血压高嘛，就是这样。
And that's why you have high blood pressure.
哦，所以有时候我们会觉得哈，我们自己很有智慧。
Sometimes we think that we're very smart.
啊，有时候，所以我们提出来的一些想法跟观念哈，如果被否决或被拒绝，会很生气啊。
Sometimes our opinions and our views, when they are objected, we feel personally offended.
哦，年轻人也是一样，年轻人也一样。
And this goes for the people who are younger.
啊，年轻人有时候觉得说，哎，你看我在学校啊，我读了多少书啊。
And the younger people would say that, look at me and how well I did in school and how many degrees I have.
啊，你看我电脑多厉害啊，你连 DVD 都不会用啊。
And look how proficient I am with the computer, much better than you.
啊，会觉得说自己很有智慧啊。
And they feel that they are very smart.
啊，如果当一个人觉得很有智慧的时候，就危险了。
And it's dangerous when someone feels that they are smarter than
everyone else. 哦，他会变得非常的固执。
And that person becomes stubborn.
哦，自以为是。
And they think they're right all the time.
哦，所以啊，在开会的时候啊，你要是不听我的啊， 啊，你就是阻挡神，阻挡圣工啊。
So when someone opposes them or reject the ideas in the meeting, they think that they're rejecting the will of God.
哦，这种话都不可以随便乱讲的、啊。
And you cannot say such things.
我们有时候不知不觉啊，把自己哈、哦，把自己的想法啊，就把它直接变成神的旨意哦。
And sometimes, without knowing, we think that our thinking is God's will.
为什么？因为我最对啊。
And why is that? Because I am right.
因为我最聪明啊。
Because I'm smarter than all of you.
哦，所以啊，就有时候啊，就一定要把自己的想法推动过去。
So sometimes they always want to have their views accepted.
啊，但是今天要做一个属灵的智慧人哦。
So today we want to be spiritually wise.
他说要变为愚拙啊。
First we have to become a fool.
要谦卑啊。
We have to be humble.
要顺服。
And be able to submit.
要能够尊重别人的想法。
And be willing to accept other people's opinions.
今天这些法利赛人哦，这些法利赛的信徒哦，就是变为愚拙而成为有智慧的。
So at that day, the believers who were from the party of the Pharisee, they humbled themselves and become fools.
法利赛人是当代学士最高对圣经哦最懂的人啊。
And the Pharisees were considered those who knew the Bible most.
是被众人哈、哦、哇，被众人尊重、高举、崇拜的一群人呢、啊。
And they were the group that was best regarded by others.
彼得是谁
？Who is Peter?
渔夫啊
，a fisherman.
那个否认耶稣三次、那个逃跑的啊。
And the coward who had fled three times.
哦，所以今天如果、哦、只是从身份上来讲。
And today, if you're judging their opinions by their status,
彼得什么都不是
，and Peter was nothing.
如果从学识上来讲
，and you want to judge by the level of knowledge,
彼得一样什么都不是啊
，and Peter was zero.
但是今天这些法利赛人啊，他们愿意顺服哦。
But on that day, the believer from the party of Pharisees were able to submit.
他们不是顺服彼得、啊、
，not submit to Peter.
他们不是顺服，他们是。他们是顺服真理
，but they were willing to submit to the truth。
哦，所以变为愚拙啊，就成为有智慧的人了。
So first they became fools, then they became wise。
哦，所以众人就静默不语啊，听保罗啊，保罗跟巴拿巴来见证各样的神迹奇事啊。
So they became silent and then listened to Paul and Barnabas, about them, their signs and miracles。
哦，我们再看一下第十三节哈。
Let's go back to Acts chapter 15, verse 13.
十三节
，verse 13.
雅各啊，这个雅各是主耶稣的肉身的兄弟哈，肉身兄弟雅各哈。
And James spoke, which is the biological brother of Jesus.
啊，雅各就说啊，诸位弟兄啊，请听我的话哈。十四节
，14.
方才西门述说神当初怎样眷顾外邦人。从他们中间选取百姓归于自己的名下。好，我们再跳来第十九节啊。
We jump to verse 19.
十九节说啊，所以据我的意见哈，不要为难那些归服神的外邦人哈。那在这里啊，啊这个雅各起来讲话了哈。
So in here, James stood and spoke.
那雅各啊，就对众雅各哈、哦，雅各是当时耶路撒冷里面的会，应该是会议的主持啦。哦，耶路撒冷里面很重要的人哈、哦。
So James was probably the chairperson of this Jerusalem meeting, and in a position of prominence.
哦，所以在这里雅各就做结论了。
So in here, James made a conclusion.
哦，雅各说啊，依照我的意见呐、啊，不要为难他们哦。
And it said that according to my, my thinking, do not put the burden on them.
那我们说，我们会说这里会突然少一样东西啊、哦？以我们的观念来讲，少了一样。
So, from our views, maybe there's one thing missing here.
啊，少了什么
？What is missing here?
怎么没有投票
？How come there's no voting?
我、哦、没有投票，要没有投票，怎么知道谁是对的啊
？If there's no vote, how do you know who's right?
没有投票就不民主啦。
And when there's no voting, there's no democracy.
哦，所以我们有时候会把我们现代这个民主的观念呢，要把它带回圣经里面哦。
And sometimes we want to bring our current day democracy back into the apostolic days.
啊，对不起，让大家失望了哈。使徒教会没有再讲民主的。
I'm sorry to disappoint you that there is no so-called democracy in the apostolic church.
至少不是我们所讲的现在这种民主。
At least not in the form of democracy that we know.
现在的民主讲什么？
What is the current day democracy?
投票嘛。
Vote.
大家那个选举人啊，厮杀一阵啊，然后最后你就算赢一票也是你赢啊。
So the candidates would attack one another, and then the person with the most vote, even by one, they will win.
这是少数服从多数哦，这叫多数决。
And this is the concept of majority.
但是圣经里面不讲多数决的。
But in the Bible, there's no majority rule.
他们讲什么？他们讲共识决哈，要产生一个共识 consensus 啊。
So what they emphasis is consensus.
如果合乎道理。
So if it is according to the truth,
即使全部反对，也是要照着道理而行。
Even though everyone else disagree, you still have to do according to the truth.
如果违背道理，
if it is against the truth,
全部举手赞成也不能通过。
When everyone raise their hands to agree, it should not be passed.
所以圣经里面的民主是建立在真理之上，才可以讲民主啊。
So the democracy in the apostolic days is built on whether it's according to the truth.
所以我们今天如果放眼望去现在的我们的这个大环境这个社会这个世界啊。
So now if we look at our society today.
如果你真的只讲民主啊，投票民主齁。
And when you insist the democracy of voting.
很多违背圣经的事情啊全部都通过啦。
And a lot of things that are contrary to the truth would be passed.
是不是前一阵子加州投票纽泽西也通过，就是那个像各地那个同性恋合法化什么都投票，那是民主啊，民主投票通过啦。
So through democratic voting, they passed the laws to allow gay marriages in certain states.
但是这种投票的民主它不符合圣经啊。
But then the passing of these laws are not according to the truth in the Bible.
所以在圣经当中，在教会里面，我们不讲绝对的民主制的。
So in a church environment, we would not be doing this kind of democracy.
教会里面有些事情的确是用投票。
And of course, in church, there are certain issues that will be carried out by voting.
我们祷告之后啊，祷告之后啊，交托给神。
So after prayer, we'll give the decision making to God.
投票选出一些工人啊，来彼此做服事。
And to vote on certain holy workers to carry out church work.
但是有些事情是没有投票好说的，没有投票的。
But there are certain things that should not be voted upon.
是在灵里面依照圣经的教导，在灵里面达到彼此的共识。
There's something that cannot be voted, but rather it should reach consensus spiritually among the members.
所以没有什么你对或是我对。
So there's no such if you're right or I'm wrong.
也没有那个差一票哈，哇，就教会就刚好就差一个人就分成两边。
So, and certain things should not be decided by a single vote majority.
是共识，教会当中要达到属灵的共识。
But those issues should be reached by consensus.
但是每个人有不同的意见、想法跟观念。
And of course, each one of us have different views.
所以要达到共识是不容易的。
So it's not easy to reach consensus.
我们来看一下第十五章的第二十七节。
So let's look at Acts chapter 15, verse 27.
十五章第二十七节。
Verse 27.
我们就差了犹大和希拉，他们要亲口述说这事。二十八节。
28.
因为圣灵和我们定义不将别的重担交在你的身上。在这里他们已经做出一个决议了。
So there is a decision made here.
这个决议要吩咐给所有的信徒。
And to tell all the members.
这里讲说是圣灵和我们一同定义。
It says here, it seems good in the Holy Spirit, to the Holy Spirit to, and to us.
刚刚雅各说依照我的意见他自己的意见。
But didn't James just just speak earlier about this is my opinion.
啊，怎么到这里变成圣灵和我们一同定义了？
But how come and then it was changed to it seemed good to the Holy Spirit?
哦，因为他们在这场会议当中啊，有祷告交托给神啊。
Because in the meetings, people prayed and relied on God.
哦，他们的会议当中啊，他们的会议当中啊，是有遵照圣经的教导哦。
And the meeting they conducted in full accordance to the
truth. 他们在会议当中啊，得到众人的认同以及共识啊。
And they reached consensus in the meeting.
哦，所以这是圣灵和我们一同定义的。
So that's why it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to them.
哦，所以开会当中啊，圣灵的带领非常重要。
So doing meetings, the guidance of the Holy Spirit is important.
哦，神在这里亲自引领跟动工哦。
So in here, God personally worked and guided them.
哦，所以我们可以表达自己的意见，但是不可以坚持己见。
So we can present our ideas, but we cannot insist personally on them.
把这个决定交托在神的手上哦。
And the decision making, you will submit to God.
我们每年呐，每年那个教会哈，每年教会都会举开那个全国的教会会议哦。
And so every year, with all the churches together, they will have the national conference.
那其实以前有参加过的代表哈，就知道啊，以前开会很可怜的。
So those who have attended in the early days and knew that the meeting was not very pleasant.
哦，因为那个会议要讨论的议案很多啊。
Because there are many proposals in the meeting.
哦，那来的代表每个人都想讲两句啊。
And all the delegates from different churches, they want to speak their thoughts.
哦，所以有时候常常闹到晚上一两点了，还开不完呐。
And sometimes discussion will carry into 1-2 in the morning.
哦，所以因为开不完啊。
And because they can't finish.
啊，所以他们就开始啊，那不然就祷告会的时间减短。
So because they needed more time, they want to shorten the prayer sessions.
啊，祷告时间减短之后，哇，会议越开越长啊。
So after they shortened the prayers, the meeting got on even longer.
哦，意见越来越多。
And more opinions arises.
啊，这时候后来教会觉得这样子不行啊。
So then the church felt that was not the way to go.
哦，就改了。
So they changed.
哦，改成哦，哇，以后啊，每天早上禁食祷告啊。
So they changed that every morning during those meetings they would fast and pray.
祷告会时间加长。
And they would lengthen the prayer.
哦，一开始有些人反对啊。
And in the beginning, some people disagreed.
啊，祷告这么长。
And how come the prayers are so long?
啊，那个开会时间都没有啦。
And you have no time for the meeting.
哦，我还有很多意见要讲。
I have many proposals to present.
啊，但是从这样子推动之后啊。
But once they follow the longer prayer,
我们发觉哦，祷告时间越长，开会时间越短啊。
And they realized that the more time they prayed, the shorter the meetings became.
啊，当然可能很多不喜欢祷告的代表就不来了哈。
And maybe those who don't want to pray for a long time, those delegates would stop attending.
哦，但是我们发觉，真的祷告时间越长，开会时间越短。
But they realize that the longer the prayer, the shorter the meetings.
越能够达到共识啊。
And the easier for them to reach consensus.
哦，这是很奇妙的，这不是人在操控什么的。
And that was a very miraculous because it's not men controlling.
哦，所以哦，当圣灵在带领的时候，那个会议就会进行的很顺利、很和谐。
So when God is guiding the meeting would go shorter and smoother.
哦，所以像现在开会啊，现在每年的那个。每年的会议哈，时间缩到很短啊。
So nowadays the meetings are much shorter.
哦，那开会中间还可以，还有各地教会的见证报告啊，还有事工的分享讨论啊，有各种不就开始不是就是每天不是就是坐在那一直开会啦。
So because the meetings become shorter, they would be able to put in different presentation from churches,
哦，见证
miracles.
哦，有见证会啊，哦，还可以那个专题哈，哦，专题的去分享啊，哦，像到国外的事工的分享啊，然后就很多时间可以来谈这些。
And they have extra time for group discussions and sharing from the something that happened internationally.
啊，为什么
？Why was that？
啊，因为在圣灵里面啊，大家能够达到共识。
And because they have reached consensus and harmony spiritually.
啊，这是我们所追求的开会的目标跟方向哦。
And this is something that we should strive for in our meetings.
哦，可不可以有意见
？Can we have difference in opinions?
绝对可以。 绝对可以。
Absolutely.
啊，因为我们都是，但是动机都是为了教会好。
But our motivations are all for the good of the church.
哦，但是彼此尊重。
But we always have to, should have the respect for others.
在道理上顺服。
And also obedient to the truth.
与圣灵一同定义。
And also have our decision that is good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
不是你的意见，不是我的意见。
It's not your or my opinion.
不是你赢或是我赢了。
Or it's not that you win or I win.
是神的旨意成全。
But it's the fulfillment of God's will.
啊，在这里以这个耶路撒冷的会议啊，给大家彼此做一个学习哦。
So in here, this is our mutual learning today, the meeting in Jerusalem.
啊，希望能以这个做我们教会逐步成长发展的目标跟榜样。
So I hope this is our common goal in our church growth.
啊，我们一起唱诗359首。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 359.
Beautiful Zion, we're marching our brothers.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要做上午结束聚会结束的祷告。
And now we have the prayer to conclude the morning
service. 我们在祷告当中求主耶稣能够带领我们接下来要举行的信徒大会。
In our prayer, we'll pray for God's guidance in our congregational meeting following this.
求神的圣灵能够在当中引领我们。
And may the Holy Spirit dwell among us and guide us.
同时我们在祷告当中要特别为八月底为我们接下来这个灵恩布道会祷告。
And also in our prayers, also pray for our upcoming spiritual convocation.
这个灵恩布道会四月跟八月四月到八月中间这个段时间比较短哦。
So we have two spiritual convocation, and from April to August, it's a short time.
觉得说好像怎么灵恩布道会才刚结束哈，还没有休息够就又要开始了哈。
And you feel like that we just finished our spring spiritual convocation. There's no rest, and now we have another one.
所以如果你那个所以如果你的发动机还没有启动请赶快把它启动哦。
So, if you haven't started your generator, please start it up.
如果里面没有油了赶快加油哦。
Man, there's no oil in the engine. Please add more oil.
灵恩布道会又要到了
And the spiritual convocation is upon us.
所以从现在开始我们就要开始努力了。
So from now on, we should start working harder.
从现在开始教会就要开始动员了。
And now everyone should be motivated.
从现在开始每个人就要为这件事情来祷告了
And from now on, everyone should pray about the spiritual convocation.
求主耶稣带领我们。
May Lord Jesus guide us.
我们一起祷告。That's